Queen of Heaven, rejoice, Alleluia.
The Son whom you merited to bear, Alleluia.
Has risen as he said, Alleluia.
Pray to God for us, Alleluia.
Rejoice and be glad, Virgin Mary, Alleluia.
For the Lord has truly risen, Alleluia.
Let us pray. O God, by the resurrection of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you brought joy to the world. Grant that through the intercession of the Virgin Mary, his mother, we may attain the joy of eternal life. And we ask this through Christ, our risen Lord.
Amen.
Maria me cativou, fez mais forte a minha fé, e por filho me adotou. Às vezes eu paro e fico a pensar, e sem perceber e vejo a rezar. Meu coração se põe a cantar pra Virgem de Nazaré. Menina que Deus amou e escolheu, da mãe de Jesus, o Filho de Deus, Maria que o povo inteiro elegeu, Senhora e Mãe do Céu. Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Mãe de Jesus. Maria que eu quero bem, Maria do puro amor, igual a você ninguém, mãe pura do meu Senhor. Em cada mulher que a terra criou, um traço de Deus Maria deixou. Um sonho de mãe Maria plantou, pro mundo encontrar a paz. Maria que fez o Cristo falar, Maria que fez Jesus caminhar, Maria que só viveu pra ser Deus, Maria do povo. Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave
every day what I have to do. tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. I'm overdue, I'm just a woman. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Oh, show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone. When you walked among men, well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, that is worse now than then. Oh, there's pushing and shoving, and it's crowding my mind. So, Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do everything what I have to.
Oh, 12 minutes after midday and you're on Radio Veritas, the Holy Hour. Thank you so much for being here with us. Welcome to the broadcast. It's that time of the day where we come together to pray. Yes, the question is, what is freedom? And are you free today? So yeah, if you want to pray for freedom, for real freedom in South Africa, feel free to give us a call on 011-452-7115. Today's mass celebrant is Father Emil Blaser, and my name is Shayla. Looking forward to taking down your prayer intentions. Good afternoon, caller number one. Hello?
Hello, hello Shayla.
Hello Philomena, how are you today?
I'm all right today, thank you Shayla, and yourself?
I'm all right, thank you.
Are you celebrating Freedom Day?
The question is, what is freedom?
Well, this is the thing, isn't it?
Anyway, yes, Philomena.
Can I please have all my intentions placed on the altar? Mm-hmm. And Colette has gone through a rather, bad time at the moment.
Yeah.
Please put her on the altar.
Mm-hmm.
And for reconciliation in my family, and for Father Emil, and for yourself, and for all at Radio Veritas.
And how's your other daughter?
She's all right, but this is our little problem, that she just doesn't see eye to eye with us, so Colette and myself.
Mm-hmm. Her name is Julie.
Teresa,
there we go.
Teresa.
Okay,
keep
for Teresa.
She can see things our way. And not all her own.
Mm. No, we'll keep Therese in our prayers, and also you and Colette.
Thank you very much, Sheila. God bless you and have a lovely day.
You too, Philomena. Yeah. God bless you.
Bye-bye. All the best to Father Emil.
Thank you. We'll do. We'll do.
Yeah. God bless. Bye. Bye.
John Veritas, good afternoon.
Good day to you, Shayla, and good day to Father Emil.
Yes, Maud, how are you?
I'm getting there.
You're getting there.
Shayla, would you please place my son Michael on the altar today?
Yeah.
Because they started with radium treatment yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe a bit, you know, not his old self. But please, his name on the altar to help the hour.
Yeah.
And thank you to you and Father Emma, and may you have a blessed and peaceful day.
Thank you very much, and the same to you, Maud. Go out.
Bye bye.
You on Veritas, good afternoon.
Afternoon, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks, and how are you?
Fine, thank you. My name is Nelly Siwe.
Yes, Nelly Siwe.
I'm calling from North Riding, from Joel, the Catholic Church.
Uh-huh, welcome.
I'm asking if you could offer mass for my late and niece, Oli Leshona, who passed on this day, 2007.
All right. Okay, we'll do it.
And yes. My two sister cousins, Sibongile Zulu and Ntombi Matayile, whom I would love the Lord just to make peace between the two.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm trying. They are really in a big fight. I don't know what is it.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord to help me and help them.
Yeah. All right. Like we say, prayer always helps. It takes time, but it helps.
I've been praying. You won't believe me, and I'm still praying. And I said to myself, I'll just offer them mass.
Yeah. Pray and have faith in your prayer.
Yes, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Nelisa. Thank you so much for the call, and we wish you all of the best,
Okay.
All right, then. God bless. Bye-bye. You're on Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Shana. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Who am I speaking to?
Buti.
Oh, the last time somebody called and had a similar voice to yours, and I said, is that Buti? And I was told, no, it's not. So this time around, I said, I'm not guessing. Yes, Buti, good to hear from you.
Now, I've just got a Mars intention for my wife. It's her birthday today.
Oh, lovely. Happy birthday to her. So she's a bond free, hey?
Yes, she's a bond. Oh, no, she's older than that.
I know, I know.
And also for a lady called Jane Osler.
Uh-huh.
It's also her birthday.
Okay.
And then for Frida Modisa Mohammed.
Uh-huh.
You know, for good healthy day. She's not well, but she's improving.
Okay. All right. We'll keep them in our prayers.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome and enjoy the birthday.
And look after your little one.
Thank
you. Or the big man.
Thank you. We'll do. Thank you. God bless you too. Bye-bye. Yon Veritas, good afternoon.
Hello, Shayla.
Hello, how are you today?
All right, thank you, Shayla.
That's good. That's good to know. So what are we praying for?
Okay, Shayla, a special intention for my niece in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Who's not doing too well. And for my cousin Brian and my cousin Tony, who are both suffering from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
All the poor souls in purgatory, especially for my mom, my dad, and my brother. And for all those who need a prayer, and God bless, and all those who are being persecuted and suffering. And for all of us, Shana, for you, Father Emil, for Radio Veritas, God bless you all.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you too, Julie.
Thanks very much, Shana. Have a lovely day today.
You too, eh? Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Yon Veritas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Shayla. Connie speaking. How are you?
I'm all right. And how are you, Connie?
I'm fine, Shayla.
That's good. So what are we praying for today?
My mass intention today is for my late husband, Alex Nadi.
Mm-hmm.
And all the poor souls in purgatory.
Yeah.
And my mom and dad. And all my and my family.
Mm-hmm.
And please, traveling mercy for us today. We're going to garden, Shayla.
Oh, okay.
We're going to a wedding on Saturday.
Ah, lovely. Well, enjoy it and do travel well, hey?
Yeah, thank you, Sheila. And also for Matthew.
Uh-huh.
He's going to go for a mass on the 4th of May.
It's on the 4th of May, isn't it?
4th, yes. 4th of May.
Yeah, yeah.
Matthew is on the 9th.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, remember him, eh?
Remember him.
Yeah.
Mass today, Shayla.
Will do.
Thank you.
You're most welcome, Connie. God bless you too.
All of you at Veritas. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day today, Shayla.
Thank you, and the same to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, then. Bye-bye. You're on Veritas. Hello?
Hello, Shayla.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. It's Bernadette speaking, and how are you?
I'm all right, thank you, Bernadette. Where are you calling us from?
Shayla, I've got 2 5-year-old children,
mm-hmm.
both girls.
Yeah.
The one is going through very serious treatment for her one eye. She's not, it's not functioning well. And the other one, Hannah. This is my great-great-niece, Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first one.
Okay.
And the second one is Hannah, who Father prayed for yesterday as well.
Oh, yes.
Who's undergoing various treatments for different parts of her body.
Okay.
So please, Shirley, if you put those both in for me.
Mm-hmm. Will do, Bernadette.
Thank you so very much, Shayla, and have a lovely day, and God bless.
God bless you, too. Go on.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. You on Veritas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Shayla, and how are you today?
I'm okay, and how are you?
I'm put down in spirit today.
I can tell that.
In God's time.
I can tell that, Leona. Your voice says it all. Yes, we are.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just place it at the feet of Jesus. He knows it all.
Yeah.
And he'll lift my spirit and you'll.
That's true.
Very well, and that he wants me to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And today, because of Freedom Day, I pray for our beautiful rainbow nation, South Africa.
Okay.
And I pray that there be peace and harmony amongst our leaders. That we're all striving for one goal. To live in this beautiful country that Nelson Mandela suffered in prison for. And he fought the good race. And he came out without any bitterness. May our leaders take a lead from him and also try to lead us in that same way that Nelson Mandela wanted his people to be free. For freedom to all today.
Mm-hmm.
The way that Nelson Mandela would have wanted it to be. Hello.
Yes, Leona, of course. Yes, we're listening to you.
Yeah, so that's my prayer for today.
Mm-hmm.
May you all have a beautiful afternoon.
Well, thank you so much. I hope you feel better as
yes,
the day goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There is days that you're on your highs and very few days on your lows.
Oh, exactly. We all have that.
Yeah,
it's part of life.
Yeah, we all have goals, and the Lord knows why he puts us through these days.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on my low days, he just wants me to just come and sit at his feet and just rest in him and draw strength and peace for us from him.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we must all have a balanced life. You can't be
yes.
too happy or too sad. You just have
yeah.
to balance it.
Well, that's what happens. Well, anyway,
yeah.
have a blessed day today.
Thank you so much, and the same to you, Leona. Go out. Bye-bye. Yon Veritas, good afternoon.
Hello, Shayla. It's Lorraine and Mpangeni.
Lorraine, good to hear from you. How are you?
I'm not too bad at the moment. I'm coping a bit better.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Yes, Lorraine.
And today I want a very special mass for two people that have helped my son. They are absolute angels. They have been sent by God. I've been praying and praying. Mm. And you know, people think that prayers are not answered. They are answered.
Of course they are.
They're all answered, and, you know, it's like a miracle that's happened, and I just want to put them on the altar today.
Mm-hmm.
They're
okay.
just two very special people.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to pray for Father Emil.
Yeah.
And for everybody at Radio Veritas.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Shayla.
All right,
bye
Lorraine.
Now.
You take good care. God bless.
Thanks, Shayla. Bye.
Bye-bye. You're on Veritas. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
It's Paula, Shreya.
Paula, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. And how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Enjoying Freedom Day?
Yes.
That's
free.
Good. That's very good. Yes, Paula, who are we praying for today?
For my cousin, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
He's very bad.
Mm.
And...
Hello, Paula.
No, there's another cousin that's sick.
Uh-huh.
Adrissi. I just forget his name. He's also very ill.
Okay.
And I'd like to pray for our Holy Father, our Pope, for Bishop Tegala, and all our priests, and the priest that's going to celebrate Mass.
Okay.
And for Father Emil, for a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to pray... for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am not well at all.
Yeah.
And for the Joseph family, the Ayub family, the Azel family, one family left, that family.
Okay.
And for Mother of Peace.
All right.
And for Father Shibley, who's not well.
Mm-hmm.
Father Marie, Father George, Father Pierre, and Father Paul.
Mm-hmm.
A Maronite priest,
and peace in the Middle East.
Okay.
And for vocations in South Africa. And for our children,
Mm-hmm.
May Saint Daniel, the missionary, watch over them and their guardian angels.
Yeah.
For really bad things are happening to our children, Sheila.
Mm.
I think she knows.
Yes, yes, of course.
Especially the drugs that they're feeding them. May they stop and Saint John Paul the Great destroy these drugs and save them.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, Sheila. It's hard that these children do not know what they are doing.
Yeah.
Only through prayer can we save them.
Okay. All right, Paula. Thank you so much for the call. I'm going to have to let you go now. Father Emil is already here in the studio, and we're about to start with Mass. Thank you so much for the call, eh?
Thank you, Sheila.
God bless you. Bye-bye. It's 28 minutes after 12. We'll take the last call before we begin with Mass. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Sheila, it's George. I'm Utenake.
Yes, George. How are you?
I'm very fine, Sheila. Thank you. And you?
I'm all right. Thank you. Who are we praying for, George?
My mass intention is for a lady, this Mrs. Gamber.
Mm-hmm.
She suffered from cancer.
Mm.
So when the doctor did give up this morning to tell the family to come down to her.
Yeah.
Sheila, and I'm so sad.
So sorry.
But anything, we give it to God.
Yeah.
We leave it in His hands.
Mm-hmm.
You will decide what to do.
What's right.
Yeah, Sheila, thank you. Have a nice day, Sheila.
You too, George.
Thank
Go
you.
Well. God
okay,
bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, with that last call, we're about to start with Mass. Thank you so much to everyone who called in with prayer intentions. We also remember a prayer intention for Kabelo Malefe, who was last seen on the 27th of March in Brakpan. And they are praying that he comes back home safe and sound. And then another intention here says, putting the lady who phoned yesterday about her child who's experiencing some difficulties, as well as all the children who work or are studying abroad. So with that said, we begin with Mass after the entrance hymn.
I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to the house of the Lord. And now our feet are standing with Him, your gates, Jerusalem. I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to the house of the Lord. And now our feet are standing with Him, your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, God's city, built strong by the hand of the Lord. To Jerusalem will the tribes go up, the people of our God. For the peace of Jerusalem we pray, may peace come to your homes. For the love of my brothers and my friends, may peace come to you. For the love of the house of the Lord, I will pray for you. And may the throne of justice be restored in you. Jerusalem, God's city, built strong by the hand of the Lord. To Jerusalem will the tribes go, the people of our God. Thank you.
A very good afternoon to you on this Freedom Day. Welcome to your daily Mass. It's lovely to be with you today again. So let's place ourselves in the presence of the Lord. Remember all those that have phoned in today. Also remember Isaiah and Aggie, who phoned in this morning during our morning show. So lots of intentions to remember at Mass today. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
Pause now for a moment in God's presence, calling to mind our sins, our shortcomings, our failings, and we ask the Lord for mercy and forgiveness. You were sent to heal the contrite. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
And you plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, free us from all evil, save and strengthen us in everything good that we do, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, restorer and lover of innocence, direct the hearts of your servants towards yourself, that those you have set free from the darkness of unbelief may never stray from the light of your truth. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit as God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, some men came down from Judea and were teaching the brethren. Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. And when Paul and Barnabas had no small decision and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question. So being sent on their way by the church, they passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, reporting the conversion of the Gentiles. And they gave great joy to all the brethren. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they declared all that God had done with them. But some believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees rose up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and to charge them to keep the law of Moses." The apostles and the elders were gathered together to consider this matter. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our responsorial psalm, "Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord."
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
I rejoiced when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
Jerusalem is built as a city, bonded as one together. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
For Israel's witness it is to praise the name of the Lord. There were set two thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia,
Abide in me, and I in you, says the Lord. He who abides in me bears much fruit.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A proclamation of the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. And every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Now you are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch that withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, the gospel over these days is really the gospel at the Last Supper, where Jesus was gathered with his disciples, not just with the 12, but with more than the 12. I think a lot of people think that the Last Supper had just those 12 apostles there. Well, that's the way some people portrayed it. But he was gathered with his disciples. And so to the disciples, Jesus speaks now the word about the vine and the branches and how impossible it is for the branches to be separated from the vine. That if we want to bear fruit, we need to be combined, to be one with the vine. Now, this is such an important doctrine, and it's one which the people in those days would have understood very clearly, because that was their life. They were fishermen, they were people who grew vines, they were people who were farmers and so on. So when Jesus spoke, he always spoke and used a language that they could understand. So they understood very well what he was saying, that he was the vine and that they were the branches. That's what Jesus is saying. But look at the life of Jesus and see how he was one with the Father. We can see the Father as the vine and Jesus as the branch. We see how Jesus every day would spend time with the Father, being at one with the Father. And that from that oneness with the Father, he would go out and proclaim the good news. It was Jesus who prayed, Father, may they be one as we are one. That's lovely language, but it becomes much more understandable when we listen to the gospel today, where Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. And we need to be one with the branch. We need to be one with the vine. And Jesus wants to be in us and we in him. Now, there are many things that happen in the church, for example, that capture and take the attention of people away from what is really important. The Holy Father, yesterday I think it was, released a statement about clericalism in the church and how so many people, priests and bishops, make clericalism such an important aspect of their lives. And Pope Francis is saying, we've got to get away from clericalism. Clericalism is not that the essential life of the church. What is essential is that we are one with the Lord, and that the Holy Spirit is not restricted just to bishops and priests and popes, but that the Holy Spirit speaks to the people of God. And these are challenging words, and I know that as I say these things, you are saying, Father, but we have all our little doubts and our little worries about things. But we need to remember that what Jesus is challenging us to do is to be one with him, and that he sends us out to proclaim his good news and to bear fruit, and fruit that will last. So just as Jesus spent time with the Father in prayer every day on the mountainside, so we too are encouraged by the Lord to stay one with him. And he reminds us that he is the vine and that we are the branches. And we need to remain close to him. He asks that we keep his words in our hearts, that his words are that they become one with us. And how can we do this? Well, we can do it, I would say, in two ways. One way is through prayer, is that we become a people of prayer, like just as Jesus was, who would spend time with the Father in prayer. So we too need to spend time with the Lord in prayer and make this an everyday happening in our lives, that we don't just do it on a Sunday or do it when we've got problems and worries, but that every day, just as we breathe in and out, so too may prayer be part and parcel of our lives to give us that strength that we need, so that we can remain a part of the vine, the vine which is Jesus. Then we can also remain part of Jesus, part of the vine, through our scripture reading. And reading the scriptures daily, every day, let the words of the scriptures really find a home in our hearts. That, as Jesus says, abide in me and I in you. And as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So we need to have the oneness with Jesus in our lives. And I'm suggesting two very simple ways. One is through prayer, and the other is through the reading of the scriptures, that we make this the daily diet, so to speak, of our lives. That we don't just do it on a Sunday. And why? Simply that we might be part of the vine, which is Jesus, and to remember that we cannot be church, we cannot be disciples of Jesus, we cannot bear fruit unless we are one with the Father, one with Jesus, one with the vine. So this is my prayer for us today on this Freedom Day, that while there are many things that might give us freedom, if it's anything but being part of Jesus, I think that freedom will most often just disappear. We've got wonderful ways of life in our country. We speak a lot about Ubuntu. And if we live those lives of Ubuntu, we would certainly be living in freedom. But today, let's remember the words of Jesus. And he asks us on this Freedom Day and every day of our lives, remain part of me, I who am the vine, and you will bear fruit, much fruit that will last. I am the vine, you are the branches, and he who abides in me and I in him, he it is, she it is, that bears much fruit. And remember that apart from me, you can do nothing. All right, now let's place our prayers and our petitions before the Lord. We had a number of people phoning in today asking for prayers. Patricia, Bridget, Sylvia, Philomena, Maud, Nelisiwe, Buti, Julie, Connie, Bernadette, Leona, Lorraine, Paula. My goodness, and I had Aggie and Isaiah this morning. There's also George who phoned from Utenhage. Lots of people who have many, many prayers deep in their hearts. Lord, we bring to you all those who have called, all those who are sharing this moment with us, and we pray that you will hear their prayers, grant them healing, grant them peace, and grant your presence deep within themselves. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord, we pray for our new bishop-elect, Bishop Duncan Soke, who will be ordained bishop on Saturday. We pray this will be a great day for him and a great day for the diocese, as we trust many thousands of people from all over this diocese will gather in observatory for the consecration. We pray that he will be a good and dedicated pastor of his flock, that he will bring joy and hope to the people of Johannesburg. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
I pray, Lord, for all the generous donors of Radio Veritas, those people who really consider our needs and who go out of the way to help us, not only with their prayers, but also with their financial contributions. I pray that you reward them richly for their generosity. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Today, Lord, on Freedom Day, we pray for our country. That joy and that hope that we all had way back in 1994 will never be lost. But that we'll try once again to light that fire. That somehow in our country we'll be able to put behind us everything that is not what we longed for. And that we might enjoy in this country that peace and that joy and happiness that we all long for. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
So, loving Father, these are just some of the prayers we place before you today. Keep us faithful to Jesus and help us to remain with him as the branch is attached to the vine, so that we might bear fruit of freedom, of love and justice and peace. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And now we take the bread and the wine that we're going to be using at this Mass, remembering that these are signs of ourselves, signs of our lives, and we offer these gifts to the Lord. And we pray, blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
And by the mingling of this wine and water, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. And blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Lord God, we ask you to receive us and to be pleased with the sacrifice we offer you now with humble and contrite hearts. And pray that our sacrifice may be acceptable in the sight of God, our loving Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy. And we make our prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Now the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
Yes, it is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. By the oblation of his body, he brought the sacrifices of old to fulfillment in the reality of the cross, and by commending himself to you for our salvation, showed himself to be the priest, the altar, and the Lamb of Sacrifice. And therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. As we pray the Eucharist this afternoon and celebrate Freedom Day, I would ask you please to remember Burundi, the country of Burundi that at this time, even though it's not even mentioned in the news, is going through a war situation, a time of unrest and instability. People are being killed, people are being rounded up and taken off and so on. Let's remember the anguish and the anxiety of those people who only wish to live in freedom. I'll be using the second Eucharistic prayer. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. And therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And Lord, remember your church, spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Bhuti our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever.
Amen.
And now we pray with confidence, as Jesus prayed and taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin. Protect us from all anxiety and worry as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "I leave you peace, my peace I give you." Don't look on our sins, but on the faith of your church. And grant us the peace and the unity of your kingdom, where you live forever and ever.
Amen.
And may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Lamb of God.
This is Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world and grants us peace. And how blessed we are, invited now to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us everlasting life.
Amen.
And now, wherever you are, I invite you to welcome Christ into your heart in communion.
I am the vine, and you are the branches. Live in me, and you will never die. I am the vine, and my Father is the keeper. Come to me, let the Spirit bring you life. Like a tree planted by the living water, to stretch its roots into the living stream, you will show no distress in the heat of the drought, but still bear fruit and live. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Live in me, and you and my Father is the keeper. Come to me, let the Spirit bring you life.
Hear, O Lord, our prayers, that this most holy exchange by which you have redeemed us may bring your help in this present life and ensure for us eternal gladness. So we make our prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass has ended. Let us go now in the love and the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Well, thank you very much for joining us at this midday hour for the celebration of the Eucharist. It's always lovely to be with you. Thank you, Sheila, for taking all the calls, and Alan for driving the show. Because of the public holiday, we have nobody else here today, only the angels and the archangels hovering around and keeping us cool. So there it is. I wish you all a wonderful day. Keep well and have a great rest, and enjoy the rest of this holiday.